The feast of today, for many, many centuries, has been of such great importance that even when it falls on Sunday, the Sunday Mass is cast aside and this feast is celebrated. It is a feast of the exaltation of the Holy Cross. Now, it is not the finding of the Holy Cross, but we know that after Constantine, now Saint Constantine, became Catholic, even though he waited to the end of his life to be baptized at St. John Lateran by the Holy Father, nevertheless, he freed the Church and began to give many, many things to the Church to make up for 300 years of the most horrible persecution. In addition, he commissioned his mother, St. Helen, who already was before him a Christian, to go to the Holy Land and to retrieve as many relics of our Lord, the Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, and all the other apostles and saints. And thus it was that the very great undertaking of finding the true cross came about, which, when it was found, it was separated in several pieces, the main piece staying in Jerusalem, where she built a magnificent basilica there. Then some of it was sent to Rome, where it is still in the church. In her home, she built a basilica, the Basilica of the True Cross. And then in Constantinople, which was the new capital of the kingdom, because Constantine wanted to separate himself from the deep well, the deep swamp that had become Rome. That's not a new terminology or anything. So the years passed, the centuries passed. In the 7th century, always we become weak. We take everything for granted, and we say, oh, it's going to be there tomorrow, it's okay. It doesn't matter if I miss one day or this, that, or the other. And as a result, God punished his people. That always follows. We're living through such a time that God is punishing his people tremendously. When the heresy of being told that you can go to heaven by any religion is pronounced. Anyway, so in the 7th century, the Persians, who had not yet been converted to Christianity, they overtook the Christians in the Holy Land, and knowing well, just like it was with the Philistines in the Old Testament with the Ark of the Covenant, knowing full well what the treasure was of the true cross, they took it, not to destroy it, but to have it in ransom. And so they took it to Persia. And then when the weak emperor had gone, and there's always weakness that brings about evil, a new emperor came, Heraclius, and he fought against the Persians, and with great odds against him, he beat them, he conquered them. And the first thing of the peace treaty was that they should return the relic of the true cross to Jerusalem. And so on this day, in the year 629, the true cross was brought to Jerusalem in triumph. Now, the emperor went himself, and with the patriarch of Jerusalem and many others, he came to receive it. And he was to carry it to the altar at the basilica that St. Helen had built. Well, he came to a point right outside the door of the city that he could not walk. He was stopped, no matter what he did. People tried to pick him up. They couldn't. And so the patriarch said to him, Your Highness, when our Lord bore the cross to Calvary, he was in his own clothes, and they were already dirty from blood and dirt and sweat, and some of them were in rags. You are, however, dressed in royal garb. Remove all the royal raiment from yourself, and you will be able to carry the cross. And so the emperor did just as he was told. He did not fight or argue and say, I will not do that. He was humble enough to do as he was told. And so as soon as he did this, he picked up the relics again, and he walked right up to the altar of the Basilica of the True Cross. So, and since that time, we have been celebrating the great feast of the solemnity of the exaltation of the Holy Cross, the True Cross. In addition, of course, today for us is a very great day, because it was on this day, about 20 years ago already, that His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI of happy memory restored to the whole church the traditional Latin Mass to be celebrated by every priest and bishop that wanted to celebrate it. And even though many, many, many were against him, the vast majority of the bishops were against him, among them Jorge Bergoglio, nevertheless, he did it. He needed to do what was right and just, and he did it. And so it was opened. And open it shall stay. No matter what they do, every time they try to forbid it, it grows more and more and more. And it's the young people that flock to it, while the old people go to the new things that are almost worthless. It's not invalid, but it is very, very disrespectful and has so many things of the Protestant religion in it that it is not something that we should be doing. And so we give thanks to God for this day, for 629, and for the reign of His Holiness Benedict XVI. And we beseech Almighty God to grant the Church a Pope that is traditional and strong, and restore discipline to the Church and clean the mess, the filth with which she is full and with which she is surrounded on every side and inside. By the merits of the True Cross, may we be saved from our sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now we continue.